Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Welcome to the Hypnosis Etc. program. And guess what? We've got over 350 free, fun, and informative hypnosis videos. And if you're watching them anywhere else except CalBanyan.com, you want to go there right now because you know why? In addition to those videos and some audio programs as well, we've got extra text, extra links, extra graphics that just make all these podcasts even more exciting. And while you're there, even more valuable. And while you're there, become a VIP member. You'll instantly have access to a list of all the videos that we've ever recorded by title. And so it becomes like a video encyclopedia of hypno training entertainment, because we always try to have a good time as we're doing this. All right, I'm welcoming back for the second podcast in a row, Brenda Titus. Brenda Titus is a dedicated hypnotist. She is rapidly becoming an asset to the profession because not only is she helping her clients and her clients love her, but she's already helping other hypnotists and hypnotherapists just to excel and grow, be they new or be they experienced. She comes from a background of talk therapy, having worked in a rape and crisis center. She's got a bachelor's degree in sociology, a master's degree in criminology. She could be the hypno cop if she wanted to, but no, she's the hypno friend, hypno teacher. How you doing, Brenda?
I'm great, Cal.
You always wonder what the heck's going to come out of his mouth next, right?
You know, when he said we always have a good time doing these podcasts, and I told him earlier, I said, it's like having a brother sometimes around here. So, but I am very, very thankful to have Cal Banyan in my life and being my mentor in the hypnosis profession. So let me tell you all a little bit about Cal. So Cal actually was a therapist as well with his master's in psychology, I believe it was almost a PhD, and he changed all of that and went on to become a hypnosis professional, and he began the hypnosis center actually back in Minnesota back in the late 90s. After getting his certification, he said, much like many of us, oh my gosh, this is for me. This is so amazing, the amount of help that I'm able to provide for people to really make change in their lives. And so he developed the 5-path method of hypnotherapy, which I use with all of my clients, very much a transformational process in really working through the issues that we're working through and getting people into the next step in their life and doing great things with their lives. So I'm very thrilled to be here. And Cal, you know, he's a trainer as well. He trains all of us new hypnotherapists out there to do 5-path as well as to do 7th-path self-hypnosis so that we can then take this process out into the field, start our own businesses, start our own private practices in hypnotherapy, and be able to really make a difference all over the world, actually. We just had grads who were even here from, I know we had one person from Poland and through all, and as well as throughout the United States. So I'm happy to be here today.
Wow. Hey, so what the heck are we going to talk about? Oh, but wait. Let me first say, for all you folks that want to get additional training or want to come into the profession, we got the NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification course coming up at our center in, let me get this right, January 27th through February 7th. We've got two additional trainings coming this year, and I mean in 2014. And what you need to do anytime, be it this year or next year or next year, just go to CalBanyan.com. We'll always have the schedule of training and all the additional stuff that we're doing. In addition, we have the Week of Power. It's a 7-day version, and it's for you folks who are already certified. You want to lift your skills and confidence up to that next level, get 5-path, be able to do age regression, instantaneous inductions, all that kind of good stuff. And that course is May 4th. And make sure you come to the Solid Gold Weekend. Let's see, I've got that written down here too. Sponsored, put on by the National Guild of Hypnotists. That's going to be in Las Vegas, 2014, and it is February 15th and 16th. I'll be there. Come up, say hello. And when you come up and say, I watch the Hypnosis Etc. program, because I love to get feedback from all you folks, especially in person. If you can't make it in person, leave a comment below. Be part of the Hypno community. Let's talk about it. All right, Brenda, what you got for me?
All right. So, you know, last week we talked a little bit about getting started, and especially getting started fast, because part of the goal that we have, you know, when we come to training is we want to get people out beginning their businesses and seeing people pretty quickly. And the reality is that part of the reason that you want to see people right away is because you want to put all everything that you've learned into practice very fast, so that you can really re-engage, you know, keep it all in your brain that you've learned, really start using it right away, so that you can just build and build right away from going to training. And so today I actually wanted to talk a little bit about receiving those phone calls. So, you know, obviously you graduate from your training and you got to get clients in. However, it's also very important to set really good boundaries with your clients and potential callers when they're on the phone line. So actually a call had come through that kind of helped me think a little bit about setting boundaries and keeping that professionalism when you are on the phone with callers. And so I wanted to share it today. So this was someone who had called, made an email on one of the Five Path Yahoo groups. And this is somebody who is actually pretty experienced. And she said that the client had called and they'd wanted to do a phone session because he lived in another state. And she had told him, you know, she actually set up pretty good boundaries right away. She said, well, you know, there are other great hypnotherapists in your area. Let me give you a referral. And he said that no one in his area was willing to see him for his issue that he was calling about. And she said, and he still pushed me for a phone session. And then she said he eventually hung up quickly, like he was in secret or something like that. And she said he called me back later, but she was in the middle of something, and so she had to let it go to voicemail because she was busy and not available. She said he called back 4 more times very desperately, and when she called him back, he wanted to make a phone appointment that night, you know, like pretty much an immediate kind of thing. And she told him no, and he expressed his disappointment. And she said, a few red flags come up with this call. And she'd wanted to ask some of us. She said, well, should I have asked him if he'd seen a therapist for his issue? She said, he just seemed kind of desperate for his help. And there were many buzzwords in there that just went ding, ding, ding to me. So, Cal, I wanted to get your feedback first on some of the things that I shared, and then I have some things I would like to share.
Okay, thank you, Brenda, for bringing this topic. Now, I don't answer the phone at our center. Maureen answers the phone. Danny answers the phone. I'm doing other things. But from just a hypnotist perspective, you know, it's a balance between always putting your clients' needs way up there. You know, whose needs are we fulfilling? But yet, taking care of yourself and being professional. And so as Brenda continues on this topic, I'm wondering what was the issue that he wanted to work on? And also, you know, how do you balance the difference between your needs, the profession's needs, and that is you being a professional, and the needs of the client? So go ahead and run with that, Brenda.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And, you know, like I said, there were some buzzwords that I definitely wanted to hit up on. She used words like desperate. He was pushing her to do a phone session. He wasn't taking her no for an answer, or even when she didn't answer the phone because she wasn't available, he just kept calling and calling and calling. So I had a moment of thinking about boundaries. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about that because, you know, in this day and age, a lot of us run our businesses off of our cell phones. And so there is kind of becomes this assumption that we are always available, that we have to always be available. And there is something to be said for that about, you know, keeping hours to be available to receive those phone calls from your clients. However, I really want everybody to be thinking about the professional image that they are putting out to their clients. So I actually have set up for myself that I have business hours that I'm willing, you know, that I'm willing to receive calls. You know, my phone rang the other day on Sunday, and I'm sorry, but that's a limit that I have set for myself. I don't answer my phone except for, you know, family or friends on Sundays. That's a limit that I set. Same as you want to be thinking about evening or weekends. You know, in this situation, the hypnotist said, well, she just wasn't able to answer the phone at that time. You know, when you're answering your calls, for prospective clients, you are setting that first impression that is going to guide all of your interactions with that person from there on out. If you're at the store, if the kids are screaming in the background because you're, you know, at home, or for me on Tuesdays, I don't answer my phone during a certain time because the gardener's there, you know, and I can't be heard. I can't concentrate. So you want to be sure that you're thinking about, you know, about that when you go to reach for your phone when it's ringing. Now, so I really wanted to talk about that yes, it is important that you be available for people, but I also want you then to be thinking about, you know, when you're answering your phone, when you're answering your emails. You know, if you engage with people in the middle of the night, then you're kind of setting that tone as well, that they can engage with you, you know, during off hours as well. So it's kind of a professionalism thing as well. So I really want you to know yourself, know your limits, and know what you feel comfortable with. Now, of course, with this person, there was also a lot of issues about that phone session, and I really wanted to talk about that as well. And this was part of when I responded to this hypnotist, and I said, "Well, do you usually do phone sessions? Do you usually do same day sessions?" You know, I had her kind of stop because she kept, you know, I could tell that she felt uncomfortable, and it wasn't about the topic. It was an alternative kind of topic, but it wasn't about the issue. It was really about that he was pushing past her boundaries. And so I said, you know, well, do you normally do phone sessions? Are you comfortable doing a phone session? She was like, you know, for many of us, like, I don't do phone sessions. So I, you know, would start right away with no. You know, but, you know, so you want to be prepared for questions like that. And if you don't, be prepared with a firm no. If somebody pushes past that, you need to be prepared for the fact that, you know, if somebody's pushing past your boundaries on the first call, they're going to continue to do that. It's just part of maybe their, as she said, like, this person was what seemingly desperate. You know, so you just want to be thinking about those. So you want to know yourself and know what you expect from your business and the limitations that you are prepared to set. So how does that sound, Cal?
Well, you know, I think you're really on to something. I mean, if this individual won't respect your boundaries on the phone, what's it going to be like on down the road? You know, he's asking for phone sessions when the individual doesn't do phone sessions. I don't know if she would feel comfortable being in the same room for a live session. Isn't that right?
Excellent point. Yes. And, you know, and a lot of my concerns about things like that come from the fact, you know, like we've said, I worked for 15 years in a rape crisis center where sometimes people would abuse our free service, you know, because they could get a live person in the middle of the night to talk to them on a hotline or what have you. So I'm very, very sensitive about, you know, who I'm talking to and when they push past, you know, what I feel comfortable with. And you are so right that, you know, if she had decided to see that person in person or somebody who is then pushing past you, first you feel comfortable, you know, with that person in your office live one-on-one, you know, right there in person. But then also, if they're not prepared to accept you setting boundaries, are they prepared to accept your instructions and follow your instructions as a hypnotist? You know, because if they're already, you know, battling with you, is the hypnosis even going to work out? Are they going to be compliant? You know, are you getting off on the kind of good footing that they're even going to follow your instructions? What do you think about that?
I think that's also a really good observation. And, you know, I have standing instructions that if someone is trying to book an appointment with me, or really any of our hypnotherapists, it's like if they're being, you know, excuse my language here, pain in the butt on the phone and demanding this and demanding that, we just tell them, you know, maybe hypnosis isn't right for you, or maybe we're not a good fit for you. And we can just say, you know, why don't you go to the phone book and look for someone else or something like that. Because I'm one of the great things about being a hypnotist, most of us are in business for ourselves. And we have the right to choose who we work with. Don't be so desperate. And sometimes at the beginning, when you're trying to get rolling, it's like, oh, I just need a client, These people who are a pain in the butt on the phone are going to be a pain in the butt all along. They're going to want you to set appointments that don't jive with your scheduling. For example, if you schedule at 10 o'clock and 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock, he'll want you to schedule at 1:15 for him. And then they won't show up until 2 o'clock anyway. So, you know, have your kind of detector out there and say, do I really want to work with this individual? And reject them if that feels right to you. You do not owe, until they become a client, you don't owe them anything, except maybe you owe the profession that you handle it in a professional way, but you don't owe that individual anything. Now, once they become your client, then you have some obligations. But at this point in time, I just steer them away. I said, don't book me with people who are a pain in the butt on the phone, because it only gets worse. And these people who are a pain in the butt on the phone are going to be a pain in the butt in sessions. They're not going to be as compliant as you would like them to be. They will not be as successful as you would like them to be. It hurts your reputation. It hurts the profession. And, you know, this is the person who's not going to be happy with what you did. And they're the most likely person to go to the Attorney General or to contact the National Guild of Hypnotists Ethics Committee. I know about this because I'm on the Ethics Committee. And some people, that's what they do, is they just always stir things up. So what do you think of that, Brenda?
I'm so glad that we talked about this, especially coming from you know, some of the things that you have shared. And I know, you know, when I started my business, it was kind of like, okay, anybody that I can get to see me, you know, because I got to work, but I realized that after just a couple of people that pushed me past, you know, where I did take a phone call on a Saturday and book somebody for, you know, the immediate Monday, they don't work out the way that you think they're going to. So what I really had to learn, and so I really wanted to share that, was I needed to know what I felt comfortable with. And I also needed to know that, you know what, if I can't take a call, it's not going to be the end of the world. You know, this person, if they want to see me, then they will make arrangements to see me. If they just are so desperate they need to see somebody else, you know, see somebody right away, I'm not necessarily going to be the right person for them. And so that took a lot of, you know, soul searching and understanding and setting up that practice within myself. And I do feel very passionate about actually issues with boundaries and professionalism. And I actually, the last time that I was on the podcast, Cal had challenged me to submit a presentation for the NGH convention, and my presentation I submitted is on boundaries. So we will be talking, hopefully, next August, quite a bit more about boundaries at the convention. I hope that they accept that, because I definitely think that it's an important topic, especially for people who are just getting started and realizing, you know, that you're in business for yourself now. You're your boss. But just because, you know, you're the boss, you also don't need to get walked over by your clients. You need to feel good and confident so that you can put out that aura of confidence to your clients, so that they'll feel more confident and more excited about coming and seeing you and letting you help them with their issues.
Well, I'm kind of feeling like this could be a controversial topic.
All right, bring it on. Let us know what you have to think, you know. I definitely would love to hear your feedback, and if I present at the convention, then I will take all that feedback as well, or maybe we'll even do a lengthier topic one day in the future if we get some feedback about it.
Awesome. Yeah, leave us a comment down below on calbanion.com, or also we do a lot of talking back and forth on, it's facebook.com/hypnosisETC, so that's our page on Facebook, so we can always continue to gab and interact. It's also a good place to leave questions and topic ideas for future podcasts. Well, I think it's time we got to wrap it up.
Sounds good. Well, I am Brenda Titus, and I can be reached at OCHypnotherapy, Brenda at OCHypnotherapy.com, and I'm pleased to be here. I look forward to seeing everybody's feedback either on the Facebook page here at Hypnosis Etc., or as well down below on CalBanyan.com. So leave us your comments, leave us your feedback. Wow, this is... It's been a day for me. Yeah. Anyway, thank you so much, and we will talk to you all later. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you, Brenda. And hey, go to facebook.com/ETC. Also, go to Google+. We've got a page there. And, you know, it's all about the modern day is about being able to reach out and talk and communicate and be in communities. So join us, visit with us, talk to us, either be it live, something like the NGH convention, or in person at the Solid Gold Weekend, or online. This podcast will not remain relevant and important unless we know the topic ideas and the questions that resonate most importantly with you. All right, please visit hypnosis.org, where we talk about everything hypnosis there, and we have stuff about celebrities, which ones use hypnosis, which ones don't. We have hypnosis news, and also how to hypnotize. How would you like to learn a rapid induction? Just go there, get the video, and it just goes on and on and on. All right, that's it. Zipping up, Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.